Well, poor old GWS, they're having a little bit of a torrid time at the moment. There were a couple of draws and now some losses and only one win from their last six. But Adam Tomlinson joins us on the line. G'day, Adam.
Matty, DK, how you guys going?
Yeah, well. Really well, mate. Do you feel like things are starting to slip away a little bit, or is everything okay?
No, I wouldn't say things are slipping away at all. I mean, the best thing we've got is we got some wins on the board early on, and so that sort of held us in good shape for where we sit on the ladder. And obviously, the last 5 weeks haven't been great at all. But I mean, we've got 5 weeks to go, and we've just got to find some support and get some momentum going into finals. But I wouldn't say it's slipping away at all.
Isn't it amazing how you lose a couple of games, you look at what do you have, a win, two draws and two losses, you're still sitting third. So yeah, it's not all too much doom and gloom there.
No, exactly. And I mean, that's what we've sort of just got to preach to the playing group as well, and sort of to the fans, is that we've had a bad month, and look, we've got five really, really good and competitive games coming up, and we've just got to find that form we had earlier on in the season and sort of, build momentum.
Okay, so a little bit of a Paul Keating moment, eh, mate? It was the sort of slump we had to have.
Yeah, exactly. So we've been whacked into shape and now we're ready to go.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, mind you, two draws in there. It could have gone either way. Like, you know, that's the one. One kick, one behind, one whatever. And we could be talking about you guys in a completely different light. Mate, Toby Green, we saw him give a little jumper punch the other day. The AFL came out a couple of weeks ago now and said, hey, this is out of the game. You could say he was just sticking up for his mate, could you not?
Yeah, I mean, Toby knows he's crossed the line, and we've spoken to him as a playing group, and I mean, he's really disappointed in what he's done, and he's upset with how he's done it. But at the same time, we love the way Toby plays, and we want him to play on the edge, and unfortunately, he probably slipped on the wrong side of the edge there. But, I mean, we need Toby wanting to play at that sort of high pressure, that top level, because that's when he plays his best footy. And he's our best player. He's our best one-on-one player. And right. He's probably one of those players who we need to be firing later on in the season. So, obviously, it's not great that he's going to miss a couple of weeks. And he knows that. And this is probably the time where he's realised that it can't sort of go that far. And it's probably the last time this can happen. But disappointing it's happened, but I don't know, Toby will sit on the sidelines for 2 weeks and be ready to go.
Adam, once is a slip, four times in 1 year is a bit over the top, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, take it as it comes. I mean,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, we want him to play hard footy, but obviously we can't have him going up.
He's only a little bloke too.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of firepower.
Fight the dog, exactly, yeah. Right. And he won't be sitting on the sideline. I imagine he'd be getting absolutely worked in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be sitting on the sideline and sort of just watching as time goes by. I think the coaches will be absolutely flogging him off the track. So, good luck to him.
Good luck to him, exactly. Right. Exactly right, as you pack your bags for the game. We saw during the week, Leon Cameron has re-signed with the club until the end of 2020 and creates, I suppose, that stable environment. Obviously, you guys would be pretty happy with that. He's a good leader.
Oh, definitely. And alongside Leon is Wayne Campbell. They both re-signed. And Leon's, he's been a terrific coach, especially for me. He's been very approachable, and he's really good with his relationships with the players and everyone in the football club. But and we've got the ability to go up and speak to him at any time we want. And he's got a lot of old school factors about him, but at the same time, he's very modern in the relationships he's got at the club. And it's terrific to have him on.
Well, yeah, he was under that, I suppose, Sheedy banner originally as well. Is he a hands-on coach, or is he a manager-type coach, like in the sort of, you know, English Premier League, so to speak?
No, he's a very hands-on coach. I mean, he's, as time goes by, he's putting a lot more trust and ownership to the assistant coaches, but at the same time, Leon is very much in control, and I don't know, on main training days, he's very much in charge and taking the main drills.
Look, in the honours department, mate, it's probably not a bad time to get Fremantle and blow some cobwebs out.
Yes and no, man. At the same time, you could have said that about multiple other teams.
Yes.
you sort of can't take any game easily, or this season. We've seen teams low down on the ladder come out and smack some teams higher up. So it's not as if we're going into the game thinking we're going to absolutely belt them here, because who knows what can happen this year. But definitely it's good to have a couple of games at home, one this week in Sydney and next week in Canberra, where we can sort of, I don't know, try and get our best footy forward and not have to travel too far. So it's just good to be playing in Sydney.
Do you keep an eye on those boys across the bridge, so to speak, mate, and how they're going?
Oh, they're playing some good footy. Well, they won 10 of the last 11, so they're playing some pretty good footy. And I mean, that just shows no matter what happens at the start of the season, you can come back and play some competitive footy and sort of be a finals contention. So, I mean, we do love playing Sydney. It's always a great game to be a part of, and unfortunately, it went the wrong way last week, but we'll probably see them later on in the year.
Yeah. Well, you can't let them get your top four spot.
No.
Not at all.
Hey, Adam, great to chat, mate. Play well on the weekend. Spotless Stadium. We urge everyone to get out there and support GWS. They are the short prize favourites against Fremantle. Play well, Adam.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Adam Tomlinson there. Terrific with his thoughts. GWS third on the ladder, playing Frio 14th. It's a lopsided tab account there. $1.14 GWS, Fremantle